On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's a need for more mental health screenings for police officers. So says the South African Police Union following an apparent murder-suicide case involving a Durban Metro cop. The officer is alleged to have shot and killed his 40-year-old wife before turning the gun on himself at their home in Ilovo this week. Their son is said to have witnessed the incident. SAPU's Jabulani Mabena says despite programs in place to help police cope, he feels that more needs to be done to deal with mental health issues and stress in the police force.
The incident is just an unbearable trauma to the society, whereas to the young boy who saw his parents perishing before him and whom also had casualty. And this is a clear indication that South Africa, we are a violent country to an extent that we even hurt those that we claim to be loving in the name of domestic violence without seeking help when we can be able to get help.
Last month, Metro cop Bianca Kuzwayo was stabbed to death allegedly by her partner Sizwe Ngema, a fellow police officer. Now with South Africa heading to the polls in over a month's time, KZN's only independent political candidate says he hopes to secure a seat in the provincial legislature. Thanasekrin Moodley from Chatsworth will be vying for votes come May the 29th. The community activist and comedian says he's determined to represent the Indian community.
For many years, being on the ground, I felt that the Indian community was sidelined, marginalized, discriminated against. So I've always been from the outside shouting. I'm not saying I can fix the issue, but I'd like to ask the questions. For example, let's just stick on the BE issue. So I'd like to ask the question, why is that in place? When are we going to be on the same field and be able to have equal opportunities?
Moodley, who's popularly known as local comedian Caro Charo, says while critics might try to use his entertainment reputation to discredit him, he's not to be underestimated.
The detractors only want to look at one layer. Even as a comedian, I had a very, very humanitarian side. I did lots of activities on the ground for the last 10 to 15 years.
And Donald Trump has labeled the hush money case against him a mess, as a full jury of 12 have now been sworn in for the trial. The former U.S. president addressed reporters as he left court in New York, saying he was supposed to be in other states campaigning ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Those on the jury include an English teacher, multiple lawyers, and a software engineer. Trump denies falsifying business records to pay an adult film star. A recap of our lead story, the South African Police Union says there's a need for more mental health screenings for police officers. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.